Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 15th of June, 2022. The Bible reading today is from 2 Samuel, chapter 23, verses 13 to 17. During harvest time, three of the 30 chief warriors came down to David at the cave of Adullam, while a band of Philistines was encamped in the valley of Rephaim. At that time, David was in the stronghold, and the Philistine garrison was at Bethlehem. David longed for water and said, "Oh, that someone would get me a drink of water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem." So the three mighty warriors broke through the Philistine lines, drew water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem, and carried it back to David. But he refused to drink it. Instead, he poured it out before the Lord. "Far be it from me, Lord, to do this," he said. "Is it not the blood of men who went at the risk of their lives?" And David would not drink it. Such were the exploits of the three mighty warriors. Today's article, titled "Honoring the Lord," was written by Chris Whale. Deeply moved by the newspaper report, he started composing his own tribute. "Half a league, half a league, half a league onward, all in the valley of death rode the 600. Within an hour, Alfred Lord Tennyson finished his famous poem, "The Charge of the Light Brigade," honouring the British cavalry's brave charge towards enemy fire in 1854. We can understand why Lord Tennyson wanted to honour acts of sacrifice. King David, however, went one step further when the Philistines invaded Bethlehem. When setting up camp outside the city, David remarked how good the water was from Bethlehem's well. Three of his soldiers overheard him and broke through the enemy lines to draw a cup of it for him. When they gave the water to David, he refused to drink it. Instead, he poured it out before the Lord. What was David thinking? For him, that cup of water had become priceless because the warriors had prepared to sacrifice their lives for it. Yet only one deserved such a precious gift. By pouring out the water as an offering, David honoured his men even more, devoting their heroism to God rather than to himself. We too, like David, can and should give our first place of honour to God. After all, he is worthy of the very best we can give. Let's pray. Loving God, when I serve, help me to remember that my sacrifice is for you. When I benefit from the selfless love of others, may I be quick to glorify you as I honour them. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.